Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, This shit crazy out here. Scott, world, stop, man. Come on, man. So, we in the world right now.
All right.
Mentally Unstable Radio. Mentally Unstable. Got my whole list.
Some out there, you already.
You know, I had to come back on the show for a second. We had to talk to people. I want to talk to the people now. Hold on. Let me get my people live. I'm trying to get this shit done. But what's up, man? He's trying to talk to people. Man. This ain't even about music no more, man.
Wish it was.
This ain't even about. I don't know what's this about.
Control.
I know what it's about. We go there. It's 100 different ways that I'm sorry. Shout out my Instagram followers, man. My podcast, like, this is really, we're really about to start talking to the people now, because this is some real shit that's going on. We kind of want to get the people's vibe and opinion on that. You know, I want to understand what the people, how they feeling right now, because is this an epidemic? I don't know. Is this set up? Is this a disease? Like, I don't know what this is right now. I don't know. It's a, like I said, it's a lot of things you could say about it. It's a lot of things that's evident. I want to talk to the people, though. I want to talk to the people. I want the people to talk to me. You know, you can call in. We can chime in. We can vibe out. You know, call in number is 981786. My line is fucked up.
See if it's right. I'm gonna try. It's
been on a lot of people. So you got it. So I want to talk to the people, right? See, on Instagram, you know, because my live is clicking. You know, my live is clicking. So it's like on Instagram, my people's like, yeah, they go away because they got other shit going on with them. You know, deal, yo. You know.
You know what I mean.
So I figure out. And if you want to talk, let's vibe out. I always had this platform, you feel me? Like, I always had this platform. I've been doing a podcast for 10 years. I started this shit in 2010, you know, when nobody was even thinking about having a podcast. Like, niggas wasn't even thinking like that then. And, you know, we was doing the shit. I got a bunch of shows, bunch of interviews or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Niggas faded to black. Niggas did other shit. Whatever. We did it. Boom. All right. So my thing is, this is now, you know, a way of communication to the people now. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's up. I want to know how people are feeling. You know, I'm on Instagram Live right now. I'm on My Man Sounds the Fifth Live. You know what I'm saying? We want to get to what we're doing. But none of that really is important to me right now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of shit going on, and a lot of people are confused. A lot of people are disillusioned. A lot of people are unaware. A lot of people know what the fuck it is and don't want to accept it.
I guess the first word that comes to mind is survival. You know, the way things are happening, the way we're just scrambling, the way things are going on in stores, you know, shut down, people's going crazy over toilet paper. I never see a day that I would actually fighting over toilet paper. And, you know, it's just what's going on out there right now. It's crazy.
I want to know. I know how I feel about it. So, you know, that's what we're going to have to get into. I know how I be feeling about the shit right now. You know what I'm saying? But I really I want to understand. I want to try to understand how the shit is, like, getting a little bit out of control. I think it's getting a little bit out of control. You know, we can vibe on a lot of things about this shit. Hold on. MU Radio for my Facebook followers, yo. It's the Mentally Unstable Show. L. Haggard, the administrator. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that fucks with me already, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But we had to open the floodgates back up, man. We had to open the platform back up, man. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to talk to the people, man. You know what I'm saying? And really, I feel a way just like everybody else do, but I want people to vibe out with me and see, you know, how we feel together. I want to see if this shit is real or not. Now, I know where I fit, but, you know, we could go on a lot of different theories and a lot of different shit, you know. I just need to know what it is. We live on the air, you know what I'm saying? Blog Talk Radio. You know, callers can call in. We can chime in, and we can talk about it. You know, the number is 914-338-1786. You know what I'm saying? We can chime in live, and we can kick it. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of shit going on, man. Question. I guess everybody wants to know this question. What the fuck is the coronavirus, dude? What is it?
Good question.
I want to know what it is. And I'm saying that to say, everybody got this shit right. Or everybody got immune, or everybody got access to getting this shit right now. So really, what is this shit? What is it? What is it? You know, what kind of design is being set up here? How come there's been unprecedented amounts of diseases, ailments, shit that happened to people? I've never seen anything shut down the world like this. Not to mention, every fucking day now you wake up, somebody got this shit. Who got it today? Like, who got it today? Who got it yesterday? You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, we don't have the accessibility to those tests. You know what I mean? And it seems like where the reports is at and the folks is coming up with it. It's like, you know, we're hearing big numbers and we're hearing individual reports of high-end celebrities. You know what I mean? So it's kind of difficult. And we haven't really, besides Rudy Gobert, we haven't really heard from these folks speak, you know.
I think we're being lied to.
That's a possibility, you know. It seems just really weird, you know, the way it's being presented to us, you know. I went to the doctor myself, you know, attempted to get tested. He said there was no need for me to get tested. You know, I was pretty much leaved off. You know, I said, hey, it's, you know, like, you know, things are going crazy out there. My doctor said, don't even worry about it. For me to hear that, and I'm like, you know.
Well, here's the real shit. Well, here's the real shit. They don't got it. For that shit. Where's the test for that shit?
But people are getting tested. That's the question.
How?
If there's no test, where are these numbers coming from?
How? They're fake numbers. How, where's the test? They never said they had the test for this shit.
So I don't, like, me personally.
So your doctor got the test because I heard the test that they got, or somebody that got hit with the test and cost them like $20,000 or $30,000. I don't know. Where the fuck the test at? Salute. Where's the test at? I'm trying to figure out the test. Why the test ain't readily available? How many niggas got this shit? How many tests you got? How is niggas popping up with this shit and they don't know, they know what symptoms or what was you tested? How do you know if you got it? You see what I'm saying? How does this work? How the fuck does this work, yo?
Question.
So there's a test? I mean, niggas is waking up with it. Word, I got it. Oh, shit.
See, I'm telling you the whole...
Yesterday. Today. You know, 2 days ago.
When it started with that report with Rudy Gobert, and, you know, went from him directly to Donovan Mitchell, to Utah Jazz, as soon as that... It's like... hit is like spread like wildfire. You know what I mean?
So I got it clear right now. Hold on. So boom. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me go back right here. All right. So it's taking over the world. What's going on? Feel bad because of course you're gonna feel bad. You got an immune disorder. You gotta be careful. You had to be careful anyway. I had to be careful. We all gotta be careful. But people that got extra ailments, they definitely gotta be careful. I'm gonna get the conservatives and the Democrat politicians in a minute. Hold on, we gonna get to that. This shit is real. The numbers, I don't know. Let's go to Facebook real quick. What's up, y'all? Word. I'm just saying. Trump was going to get reelected regardless. There was nobody to fuck with Trump. You understand? There was nobody to fuck with Trump, yo. Trump was getting reelected regardless. So that's bigger than that. Why does everybody have this shit? What's going on? There's no cure for this shit. Then, I don't know, you hear that niggas get cured. Niggas get it again. Like, what the fuck is going on now? You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So, here's the resolution to this shit. And follow me if you fuck with me. Let's isolate everybody. Let's take everything the fuck away from everybody that socially we got going on to do. Put them in the house. And then what? What's going to happen? I've been asking this question to everybody I've been fucking with lately. I just want you to know. I just want you to answer this, though. What's going to happen if they isolate us for 2 weeks? They're going to sterilize America? Like, that shit going, everything is going to be fucking crystal clean? I doubt that. So what's the remedy part in that? I don't know. You know?
It seems like we're trying to, I guess, use a similar tactic to what they say they're doing over in Asia right now.
But okay, so they said that. All right, so let's go back to the disease, or let's go back to shit for a minute. For everybody that has it, it has to be airborne some way. Let's just keep that 100. You know, this shit lives on metal, it lives on plastic, it sticks to your clothes, it's fucking a motherfucker cough on you. This shit is so at some aspect of it, it has to be airborne. This is how people are catching this shit and there's no symptoms. Now, I know people that were sick before this shit became an epidemic or a pandemic or whatever the fuck they calling it. People were sick in like January, December. And they were going through the same shit, like, yo, word, my chest is burning. I ain't know. They thought they did flu or some shit. I don't know. What was that? You know what I'm saying? Niggas had the shit and fucking passed. Push. I don't know. What is this? A fucking genetic tool they threw in the air? Fuck with us? He said the 5G is about to fuck with us. I mean, I don't know. Like, this shit is real, though, son. So, I'm trying to get the people's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Before, trying to get the people's opinion on this shit before I fucking... Well, I'm already going to mentally do what the fuck I'm going to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? How I feel is how I feel. So, you know, move forward with that. But again, coronavirus. This is how we fucking live now. We interacting in the crib, and I got to say what's up to y'all and do this shit. I mean, maybe. But I think that we're in the computer age, and this shit is about to go back to the bar system. How the fuck you love that in 2020? How you love that? So it's like, you won't have to have money, but you won't have to have items because money's not, yo, this is bugged out, man. Like, why am I in my crib? If people are getting this shit, you think being in your crib is going to stop you from getting it? Got to touch something. You're not untouchable. You're not. It's nothing in the fuck you're not going to touch when you're moving around in the town. So it's kind of like crazy to me. So it can get you. You know. So people are really skeptical of everything. I know people that are really in the house, yo. Like, yo, son, I ain't coming outside. I'm like, yo, you serious? Like, son, nah, I ain't coming outside. My man, I knew this for 30 years. Nigga says, you can't come to my crib. I said, you for real? He's like, son, I am. What do I say to that? You know? Now, where is this going? Are we really socially distancing ourselves for real? This is, that's a new term, too. They just came up with it a week ago. That's the new shit. Practice that. You know what I'm saying? Social distancing. Fuck it. I've been social distancing to you motherfuckers. Have you motherfuckers anyway. I didn't need a disease for that shit.
Niggas on social networking and social distancing.
But, you know, I'm just saying now, Jeff, what's goody? Chill up. Jay, what's goody? Yo, this shit. Social distancing. Like, we been on shit. That shit ain't about, we ain't need no disease for that shit. I'll fuck with some of you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Some of you niggas don't fuck with me. Like, alright, you know what I'm saying? But cool. But now, this is a way of life. This shit just changed overnight, yo. Show was popping, homie. It changed overnight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, our whole way of living changed overnight. You know, fucking, I was off work like 2 days last week, so I was moving through the town. Niggas like, yo, son, you crazy. I want to see shit. We live in this shit. I want to see this shit. We here. I'm a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is history. This is unprecedented history, people. Shit you'll never fucking see again in your life. You know what I'm saying? As scary as it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I visually wanted that shit, you know. So I'm moving around the town. There wasn't hand sanitizer. There wasn't fucking, you know, paper towels. You know, I went to Stop and Shop downtown. That was like last Thursday or last Friday. The shelves, the stocks was empty. I was astounded because I was like, damn, niggas is going crazy. I'm like, yo, sir, word, what the fuck is going on? Yo, Phil, what we doing? He's like, yo, son, don't worry about that. Yo, I got a spot. Okay. We went to the secret location and fucking Master. These niggas was chilling. Like, you're shopping, nigga? Like, I know we got something right here. Like, what are we talking about? All right, cool. So, you know, we got to sanitize this shit now, right? We got to touch each other and niggas don't want to touch each other. And I can't see niggas no more and niggas don't want to come out. All right, cool. We got that. So, you gotta stay sanitized now. There's no lights or none of this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm running around. Fuck it. Networking. He's like, yo, you can have hand sanitizer. And I'm like, yo. I'm like, word? These niggas had the shit? I went every fucking where for like 4 days. Niggas didn't have it. I mean, I went everywhere, boy. Niggas didn't have it. You couldn't get it. I was like, where you get this shit from? I'm a question nigga. I got a pressure. Yo, son, why are you selling that shit? Like, I'm asking you, like, because the nigga said $9, right? I had to press him and ask him why. I'm like, son, what's up? He said to me, and he showed me the numbers from the distributor. The distributor is charging him $7, paying $9. So, like, cool. You the only motherfucker that got this shit that I'm in retail because niggas is fighting and the box come out and nobody gets it and all that nigga shit is going on in all these other places we shop at. I'm like, alright, you know what? Fuck it. Let me pay that. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that. Boom. Cause again, I got a, you know, mother in my household I gotta worry about. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Her health. Saying so, we being cautious and all the shit. $9, you know what I'm saying? $9, like,
and sanitizer.
$9, barter system. What you got for no,
yo,
Because I got a couple of more of these.
I got a box, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, this shit is crazy though, yo. Word.
Sorry,
this shit is crazy right now, Slick. Washing my hands, of course. Washing your ass, keeping you clean is more effective than anything. Of course. Nah. I got too many people fucking hollering at me right there. This shit is the job open. Okay, Danielle. All right, so shout out to my HRA fucking folk that might be on the line right now. Listen, this is the setup. If you didn't get a remote access, I shouldn't even be saying shit, but if you didn't get an email already, then tomorrow you're going to get set up with the email, and then after that, you off. Bye-bye. That's what's going to happen. So everybody's asking me what's up. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's working tomorrow. HRA is still open from what I know. You understand? It was open on that week for the people because, you know, people still got to get service. During the era, you know, during whatever's going on. What I will say is, I know for a fact, and if anybody has a case or anything going on, clicking that they don't got to worry about any negative actions. That's on their website. That's nothing that I got to tell you. It's on their website. You got to listen to me. It's on their website. You know, it's good. So you don't got to go to your job search. You ain't got to go downtown. Fuck the fair hearing. You ain't got to fuck with none of that. They let niggas rock out. From what I understand, they let niggas rock out a lot of shit right now. I just got to fucking email from Geico. They was like, yo, you ain't got to worry about your fucking insurance right now. I said, thank you.
are we officially shut down? I didn't keep it 8 o'clock.
So I don't know what the fuck. Who knows if we shut down or not? They talking at 8 o'clock. Listen, I'm on the radio, man. Blood Talk Radio, man. Real talk, man. Support the kid, man. I had mad shows. You know what I'm saying? Blog Talk Radio, man. A stable show, man. Haggard, the administrator on deck, man. You can call in. We can talk live. You know what I mean? Right now, 914-338-1785. 1786, my bad. You want to talk live and shit. I see all you niggas, you know what I'm saying, comments and shit. Like, I'm trying to get to y'all, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is crazy, man. This shit is crazy. You on mute already. You been stupid, motherfucker. Like, you immune. Fuck out of here, man. Like, listen, man. We got to have fun, man. This is just crazy out here, man. I fuck with all of you motherfuckers, man. Real talk, man. Like, this shit is bugged out, man. You know? And I guess if this is how we going to communicate and going to vibe out with each other, fuck, have fun with this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Mike Jones, man. 914-338-1786. I can't text shit right now. Both of us are on live. We drinking fucking champagne, nigga. I'm sweating the fucking coronavirus out, nigga. Fuck.
That's how you got to do it, man.
We got masks, nigga.
Just for disclosure, we ain't saying champagne.
We got sanitizer.
We ain't saying sanitizer. Champagne's gonna cure COVID.
We got masks.
We got all that shit.
I got infected, nigga. Like, I got a car full, nigga. Don't get it fucked up, nigga. We, you know what I'm saying? This shit is bugged out, man.
What y'all eating for dinner tonight? We fucking with some ribs and potatoes.
Niggas is cooking, man. Like, we gotta get socially into depth, so. All right, so I want to know what the fuck. Ain't nobody tell me what the fuck this is.
Sorry.
I can tell you what it is. I can give you my opinion on what it is, you know, because everybody has a different realm on what it is. And that may be partially true, partially false, whatever.
I'll give a couple shots real quick. Bones. Yeah. Shout out Bones. I see you on there. Miss Fitzwell, my brother. I see you on there. Who else you got? Carlos, I see you, big bro.
I can't even.
In. There's a bunch.
I got a lot of motherfuckers on
here. Go
I got a bullshit ass. I told my man to hit up with them E95s or whatever, man. I'm trying to get the fuck out for the kid, man. Ball system, man. Let me. Can I get an E95, man? I think I'm trying to live out here. What the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live.
They're going to be on sale. Like,
yeah, I got bullshit. This is the fucking only mask I can get, nigga.
They're
going to
be capable of hand sanitizer and masks.
Well, I got a couple of these, though.
So, you know.
You know what I'm saying? I got my fucking, you know, we socially fucked up, right? N95, E95, nigga. CL95. I deal with all kinds of niggas. You know what I'm saying? I got my Patron. Like, we locked in.
Blue Moon the Brewery tonight. blue moons.
You want me to go in my goodie bag? I don't want to go in here, man.
I wouldn't. But, you know.
Come on, man.
Let us know what y'all doing, too, man. What y'all doing out there on this Sunday, this lockdown. You know, we got no NBA. We got no NFL. We got no hockey. We got no baseball.
You want to go through the list
of
no's?
You already know. We
All right, so listen. We got
no sports.
No sports.
Fucked up in the game.
Basketball.
Damn.
I mean, no basketball, I'm sorry.
That hurts. No, we got
no sports.
No sports and no basketball is separate because you know how we feel about that.
No shopping.
Go Knicks.
No clothes shopping. No barbershop. No nails going on. No, you can't sit in a restaurant and eat.
Oh, speaking of, I heard James Dolan, even though Abraham Barkley and the workers are getting paid, I heard Dolan's not, you know.
Dolan's.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, fuck COVID. Y'all ain't getting paid from your
work. There's a lot of niggas. There's a lot of niggas got laid off.
I
laid off, my nigga.
Bless everybody out there that's struggling just on a straight up.
Yo, don't believe that for that check either, son. Listen. That check, they just they didn't pass the bill. I just looked it up. The $1 trillion bill, it didn't get passed right now. So that ain't no money. That ain't no money, bro. It ain't no money right now. It ain't no money yet. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get. Yeah, the Knicks do suck. They always do.
You know the Knicks suck.
You know, Angel was good, homie. Diva, Venus, what's up, mama? Yo, this shit is crazy, yo. Bizarro, check
yes.
in. Yo, I'm just saying, man. All right, so we're going through the list of no's, right?
Yeah.
All right, boom.
No basketball, no football. Let me
holler at your cousin.
I think cousin's going to pull up on us.
Listen, man. We got a lot of no's, man. You can't go outside and eat, man. You can't fucking clean at work. They don't want niggas in the park. They don't want niggas outside on the stoop. I heard niggas in Brownsville was getting switched in their crib, man. Talk to my, yo, where Brownsville folk at, man? Talk to me. I already saw a video that niggas was getting switched in, like, after 8 and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was getting pushed in the crib. Yo, Rage, what's goody, homie? Corey, salute, boy. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this shit is bugged out, man. So, oh, yeah, back to the little note. So, okay.
No concerts.
No concerts. No outdoor festivities. No movies. No bowling. No fucking.
No going out to dinner.
No dinner. No
lunch. No breakfast. No sit down.
Almost shit. You might as well say no pussy or no ass. Niggas, the fuck. Niggas ain't doing shit.
His niggas aside. That was funny.
Niggas ain't doing nothing. What the fuck? Motherfuckers scared to death.
Now I got a lot of folks. I got a lot of people talking to me on. Back end right now, a lot of folks are depressed out there.
Yo, niggas are right now.
Yo, people are depressed right now, so I just want to speak on this really quick. Do not let what's going on the outside and things that you do not have control of change your wave and make you feel individually depressed. This is real tough, you know what I mean? Like, this is affecting the economy, and that's the most painful part because We struggle to make a dollar. All my New Yorkers know how crazy it is with the rent game and everything like that. It is a struggle and it's a fight. And going on right now is not helping. So you got to just stay strong. Mental health, be your best, stay strong. And, you know, depression is a serious thing, man. This is, you know, I just don't want, they're going to use this as a tool, you know. This is definitely going to be used as a tool and folks are going to take advantage. So just be careful out there and just, you know, just stay as you can, you know?
Pop
bother that one. You already know.
Oh, man. Yo, listen, man. Yo, son. Ain't no nothing right now, man. The fuck, man? The fuck is good, man. Yo, the whole spring, summer is done, nigga. Yeah. That shit is done off, son. Nigga's like, don't say that. What the fuck you mean? April's like next week, nigga.
True story.
April's next week, right? They say in the house. That's going into May. What happens after that? Nigga, June. Fuck. You had niggas on. Yo, there's magic going on, man. Niggas is like, yo. Yo, every time I go to the Daily News, everybody got something. another nigga got this shit. So what's going to happen?
Shout out Kevin Durant, man. Stay healthy, yo. Brooklyn Nets, you already.
I mean, shout out everybody that got that shit, man. If you really got that shit and that shit is really affecting you, my nigga, like, real talk, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lord be with me, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I praise God, my nigga. So, you know, Lord be with me. You know, I hope all those that, you know, practice the same, you know, belief, you know, we stand true that, you know, because that really was going on. We could go there, but, you know, just, you know, this shit is a little bit more just, you know, actually the metaphysical shit that we're looking at this shit about, man. This
yeah,
shit
look,
is very.
I heard the doctor say, y'all are waiting on us, but you need to pray.
This shit is very.
Have his hands blessed to come with the proper antiviruses and come with the proper medications and hopefully eventually a vaccine that they can control that's actually going to help us out. You know, we all have children, we all got kids. You know what I mean? And
Marie was goodie, mama. You said, when I'm drinking? All right, listen. So this is the other way. Boom. Kadeem, nigga. Jewish wine, Jewish champagne made in the state of New York.
You're
okay?
Right.
Kadeem, people.
Shout out.
Okay. You ain't got bottles of this, nigga. This shit ain't nothing. This shit is water, nigga. You see, I'm drawing this shit. This shit is great. It's excellent, nigga. Word. Couple of woo-hoo, like you about to go there in a minute, man. But yo, man, coronavirus, man. Nobody hollering at me. You get to come out. You scared to holler.
Shout out, homie. The coronavirus record got 1 million views on YouTube. I saw this shit today. Niggas already spinning off that. But yeah, shout out that did the coronavirus song. That shit is hilarious. It's a comedic rapper. I'll get his name for y'all later. But yeah, that shit.
I'm just saying, man, I'm nervous for us all a little bit, man. I'm in the house, supposedly. I come outside. Can't, you know. They crap, you know, they're pushing the agenda, the newest social agenda is social distancing. Stay feet away from your motherfucker, you know. No contact, no sport, like, how is this going to fucking solve the problem, yo? I just want to know how is this going to solve the problem. Ain't nobody talked to me about that yet. Ain't nobody come up with a lot of design for that yet, man.
Correct.
Zach was good, man. Nas was good, mom. Yo, Baz, man, like, for real, son. Ain't nothing. Ain't moving, my nigga. Yo, shout out to all the people. You know what I'm saying? That unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Lost their job, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's got to be, like, bugged out because it's like, yo, nothing you did, nigga. Like, fucking actor teacher came and just took your fucking job. Like, how the fuck did, you know? I was with somebody I was purchasing something from yesterday. Actually, my new laptop. And dude was like, yo, I went home today. He said, I don't know when the fuck I'm going back to work. He said, they laid me off. I said, they laid you off, son? He's like, yeah, son. I said, so, son? I said, damn, that's fucked up. I said, what you going to do? He's like, yo, Bass Bunny salute, my mom, work. I'm like, yo, what you going to do? I'm hustling the computer right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get this bread. I'm like, I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to have to go to resourceful tactics, my nigga.
Yeah.
But we're in a computerized age. So now, if we can't go outside and all you dumb motherfuckers all this time that, yo, son, I don't do the computer shit. Man, like, I don't do that. Wrong answer now, kid.
This shit is really
lost now. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, this shit is bugged out. Man, Julie, what's good? I'm healthy, I'm tested, I'm blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody that fucks with me or everybody that moves away they move to be that way. You gotta think with that mindset, man. Know that this is an agenda though, man. This is bigger than what the fuck it is with some damn virus. It's bigger than that. There was AIDS, there was Ebola. Every election year or every 2 years or so, there was a different virus that came out that killed people, and they didn't have the virus, and they found the virus, and they found a solution, and then people got cured, and then it disappeared. Nobody, it was a bunch of that going on forever. So it's not, you know, this is like the same thing, but what is making this more stagnant? What is making this more relevant? Like I said, is it truly a disease? Is it a hidden agenda? Is it a motive? No. Everybody's a conspiracy theorist. We all looking and seeing what's going on. We can all come up with a lot of things, you know? I'm just trying to do this myself, you know? I'm just trying to figure it out. We're good, big homie. I think so, Lovelace. You said social distancing is the perfect way to chip everybody because now it's like we're in order to come back out. Hey. Well, fuck it, nigga. We ain't fucking with that. That's fucking with me on this shit. We ain't fucking with that. We ain't fucking with that. I guess we're going out then. We ain't fucking with that. You ain't gonna chip me, my nigga. I ain't with that. You ain't gonna chip me. Edgar was goody. You ain't gonna chip me. Mark of the Beast.
Shit, nigga, like.
We ain't with none of that, nigga.
Well, be careful. We already chipped through our phones. You know what I'm saying? You don't want one in the
side. Everybody.
You already got one.
Everybody. But now, since we're going to the technology part of it, they talking this 5G shit.
I heard.
It's some other shit that's gonna get niggas airwaves and all this other shit. That's why they haven't put it out yet. And, you know, people are getting posts about they about to sneak it into schools now because all the schools are fucking closed. There's a lot right here. I point out what the fuck is going on, you know. Are we about to go through a technological warfare, they call it? We'll be going through that right now. I don't know. This shit is bugged out, man. We social distancing ourselves. Zamira, what up? I can't. This is fucked up, man. You know what? This might not be as fucked up as it might be. It's fucked up, but it might not be as fucked up as actually, you know, because you gotta take this and use it to your advantage now. You know? You gotta take all this technology and all this resources and all the tools that we've already acquired in life thus far to make it to where we're at right now and figure this shit out.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta figure it out. Yeah, I'm chilling, son. We chilling, nigga.
You're
on the tunes, man. Hardcore. It ain't about tunes right now, man. Y'all don't fuck with my rap shit anyway, man. Y'all niggas don't fuck with me at rap.
Nah, they fuck with rap shit. You crazy. El Hattie. God, nigga. That was bad.
You
got mad.
Y'all niggas don't fuck with me.
Fist one, what up?
Wizard,
what up? Coke, what up?
Yo, salute to all fucking Bucktown USA family, man. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Get the
God, man, devil, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I fuck with in the industry, man, you know what I'm saying? We going through some real shit right now, man. Like, you know, I heard D-Nice was on the social media and he did house party shit.
Man,
that was dope, man.
Man.
You know, it's those type of things that's going to connect and keep us mentally back, you know, to go through the shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Again, that was one of our reasons for bringing this shit back. I didn't even know I did a podcast. I met more people who said, I've been doing that podcast. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, to some people, they didn't even do this type of shit. They didn't even want it. You know, they look at you one and think, this is what you do. Oh, man, he's just this. He's whatever. You know, I do a lot of different shit. A lot of land has to a lot of different shit that I hold. I'm fortunate to be a part and be able and God spares my life to do some of this shit. But I thought it's no better time to fuck you motherfuckers and to have you niggas fuck with me now that we're so socially fucking separated.
Socially jammed, yo. So
if we ever come back in the world together, you know.
Nah, man, chop it up.
It might be a little bit more real between some of you motherfuckers now, you know.
Anybody can have gloves on and shit.
Shit is dogged out, man. Like, yo, this is a whole way of life, man. In 24 hours, this shit just flipped. Yeah. Niggas running around with masks and gloves and masks. And
when's the last
everybody got sanitizer.
Totally shut down.
Blackout. That's it, too, yo. I went through the town. Like, I was on the Upper East Side. I was in Midtown. I was in Ghost Town. No. Like, Ghost Town, my nigga. Like, nothing. You know? Like, in the middle of the day, you on the highway, anywhere you want to get to in the city right now in 30 minutes, my nigga. Anywhere you want to get to in the city is like 30, 40 minutes. There's no traffic nowhere.
But, and there's nowhere to go. We got to follow
L-I-E.
The Times Square shut down. I already got the Times Square shut down right now.
Listen, you don't have to go back to Lester Knows again, right? I told you, we can't. Niggas ain't doing nothing. This motherfucker's scared for real.
That's going to add a depression. We don't want to do that, man.
I'm not scared, yo. So, people, I'm knowledgeable. Yo. I'm sensible. I'm going to be smart. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to hold into just fucking hitting the window, nigga. I can't do that. Everybody's not going to do that. It was goody, homie. I can't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, I can't do that. I don't know what is next day. You know, none of us know what next day is headed for these days. Nobody knows.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell son where I'm going tomorrow.
Hey,
yo, son, I'm going to meet my bitch. Word, we going over here, son. Word, I'm going to meet this nigga. We yo, son, word, we going to get this bread over here. You can't say that. People done fucked up regular motion. Shit is crazy out here, yo. I want to know what people are going to do. I just want to know what people are going to do. Yeah, real estate fucked up right now. Yeah, see, my business is fucked up, man. My real estate business is fucked up right now. I can't get the money with that. I hope they have a bailout package for that, motherfucker. For real, I'm going to bail right fuck out on that. My real estate is fucked up, man. If I saw my broker license right now, my nigga, like, I'm not getting no money behind this shit. So now what? You know? Ain't nobody trying to fucking everybody leery. You said every work? Yeah, well, what pause are you talking about? Russ was goody, Matilda. Yo, I'm like, exactly, Mar. You say real shit right there. You know, we gotta come together right now. People got like almost nothing. If you did time, if you ever been locked up for any amount of time, you already know what kind of time this is. You know, it's just, you know. I'm not going to lie to you and be like, I'm not outside. You won't leave me outside, yo, L, you stupid. I need fresh air. I got to breathe, son. What's wrong, man? Like, yo, it's just crazy, man. You could call and put me on and listen to the dialogue, you know what I'm saying? people shave, we move around in shape. But, you know, this is talk to the people tonight, man. Talk to people, man. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, brother? I get out every day. I see the sun, God. Like, I'm waking up my eyes. My eyes are yeah, my boss. Fuck what you about there, burn a spliff, nigga. Understand? And that's my God-given right. We're going to move upon the land, you know? I want to think positive, too. I want this shit to go back to normal, or whatever the fuck normal was. But let's face it, that shit wasn't even 100 either. Normal wasn't 100 either. Let's keep that real. Let's go back to that. What our normal was, that shit wasn't 100.
What is normal?
Like, normal living. No, we don't. There is no normal now. This is the new normal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. When we was in the old normal, that shit wasn't 100. That shit was running its course. My past, all the rights that's being passed, all the imbalances and all the inequities that was being thrown. The world was already, you know, moving its course. Of course. This shit is bugged out, yo. Like, listen. I just feel that if nobody ever did this, really believed in it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We all need to come together, and you need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to salute your higher maker. Whatever you practice, whatever you believe in, you need to hold on to that.
Sorry.
Who's going to guide you through all of this shit?